الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي خلق الأفلاك والأرضين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبالوالدين إحسانا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, Alhamdulillah, it is the day of Friday, which is a day of Eid for the believers. And I thank the people who run the organization of this masjid for inviting me here today in order to speak to the people that are attending. Before I begin speaking about a few important matters from the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may we all sincerely from the bottom of our hearts, with love and affection for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, together recite Durood Sharif. Sallallahu ala nabiyy al-ammi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salam alayhi ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. A sahabi of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his blessed court. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith and he says a man came and he says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulallah, Ujahid, I wish to go and fight in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to go for jihad. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَّكَ أَبَوَانْ, are your parents alive? The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that are your parents alive? And he says, Naam ya Rasulullah, yes, they are alive. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَفِيهِمَا فَجَاهِدْ, then in them you should be struggling and striving and doing jihad. Do jihad in serving them, don't go to the battlefield. Fighting in the battlefield, in war, sacrificing your life, leaving your family at home, dying in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah, I want to do jihad and become a shaheed. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, if you have parents, then stay at home and serve your parents, because your jihad is serving your parents. Subhanallah, what does that mean? That means that serving your parents, struggling and striving and going through trouble and hardship in order to please and serve your parents is better than jihad and dying in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is better to serve your parents. And this is the reason why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رِضَ الرَّبِّ فِي رِضَ الْوَالِدِ, that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the pleasure of your father. Think to yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this whole world. This whole universe, everything in this world is created by Allah. The clothing that we wear, the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, all the beautiful nature all around us, the sun that gives us light, the moon that gives us guidance in the night, all the stars and everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Almighty and He has placed us in this earth. He has put us here for a reason. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that you will die. One day you will die and you will go into your grave. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that then there will be the day of judgment where everybody will be judged. And then I have made Jannah and Dozah. Jannah and Jahannam. Paradise, eternal bliss. You can have whatever you want in there and you will live there forever. And I have created the hellfire. The hellfire is extremely, extremely harmful. Up to the extent that Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, he took oath with the name of Allah and he says, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is one pinpoint hole made inside Jahannam, that air that would enter the world, every single thing would die. Everything on the earth would die. I have made that Jahannam as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us that you must obey me and you will get Jannah. But do you know that nothing is necessary upon Allah? It is not wajib on Allah to send you into Jannah. If you pray namaz and you worship Allah, it is not wajib for Allah to send you into Jannah. If He wants, He will do. If He doesn't, He doesn't have to. It is simply the grace of Allah if He enters you into Jannah. And do you know how Allah sends you into Jannah? With the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to win the rida, the pleasure of Allah. And if you please Allah, then Jannah is yours. And look at this hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, rida Rabbi fi rida al-walid. That the pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of your father. So if you please your father, then Allah is pleased. And if Allah is pleased, then you will go into Jannah. Otherwise, on the day of judgment, when you come in the court of Allah and your father is not pleased with you, if your father is not pleased with you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with you. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sakhatul Rabbi fi sakhatil walid. That the displeasure of Allah is in the displeasure of your father. You must please your parents. If you want to go to Jannah tomorrow, if you want your salah to be accepted, if you want your fast to be accepted, if you want all the good deeds that you are doing in this world to be accepted by Allah, then you must make sure that your father is pleased. Because if your father is not pleased with you, then on the day of judgment, your salah will be thrown on your face. Your fast will be thrown on your face. All the money you gave in the path of Allah, that will be thrown in your face. Nothing will be accepted from you until you have pleased your father. So you need to make sure that before you die in this world and before you leave this world, you got to make sure that your father is pleased. Because Allah has told us that my pleasure is in your father's pleasure. If your father is happy with you, then I am happy with you. And if Allah is happy, then you have Jannah waiting for you. And look, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam once with the Sahaba-e-Kiram, he says that if a man comes to an extremely large ocean of water, loads and loads of water, and he dips his finger, the finger paw, the top part of the finger, into that ocean of water. Just imagine there's so much water until your eyesight can see, all you can see is water. And you dip your finger into that water. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and then you remove that finger, all the drops of water will fall off. After the drops of water have fallen off, there's some wetness on your finger. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that wetness on your finger is like this world that you are living in. And that water that has remained in the ocean, that is like the Akhirah. Allahu Akbar. This life is nothing. This life is for 2 or 4 days and then you will die. This is nothing, and that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kun fi dunya ka'abiri sabil." Live in this world as though you are a traveler just passing by. That is how you should live in this world. For this really short moment, for these few days of this worldly life, just make sure that you please your father before you leave. Not just before you leave, before your father leaves, make sure you have pleased him. Because if your father is not pleased, then Allah is not pleased with you. And if you want to go to Jannah, then you need to please your parents. And not only the father, even the mother. Once a sahabi came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, uridu an ujahid fi sabilillah, faji'tu astashiruk. Ya Rasulullah, I intend to go and fight in the path of Allah. I want to do jihad. I want to go and fight against the wrong people. And I want to use my sword, leave my family at home. Ya Allah, I put them in your responsibility. I will go and fight and I will go and give my life in the battlefield." And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaka min do you have a mother? Do you have a mother?" The Sahabi is thinking, "Ya Rasulullah, I want to go and do jihad. I'm leaving my children. I'm leaving my wife. Why are you asking about my mother?" And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaka min do you have a mother? And he says, Naam ya Rasulullah, yes, I have a mother. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fajahid fiha, then do jihad serving your mother. Fa innal jannata tahta rijlayha. Because Jannah is under the feet of your mother. Brother, Allah has given you Jannah in the dunya. Allah has given you everything and told you that in the Akhirah, this is a small world. You will only be here for a little while. And when you die, I have prepared Jannah and Jahannam. And if you want Jannah, this is how you go into Jannah. Can you imagine a person going to university and he's writing his test? He studied all throughout the year. It's his exams and he's writing his test. Do they tell him what questions are going to come? They don't tell him. They don't tell you what questions will be asked in your exam. You don't know. So you have to read everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in this world, sent us trials and tribulations. This world is a test for us, and on the day of judgment, that's when we will give our test and get our results. And Allah has already told us that this is the question I'm going to ask you. This is what I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you about your mother. I'm going to ask you about your father. And this is the answer I want. And if I get this answer, then you will go to Jannah. And if you give me this answer, you will go into Jahannam. You've got the answers. The answers are serve your parents, serve your mother, serve your father. Now think to yourself, how many of us have parents that are alive in this world? Those of you who have parents in this world, think to yourself, are they pleased with me? Is my father pleased with me? Is my mother pleased with me? And if the answer is no, then you need to worry. Forget everything else, forget your work, forget your business, forget your college and university. You need to worry about your mother and father. Because that is your akhirah. On the day of judgment, that is what will make your decision. That is what will take you into Jannah. If your mother and father are pleased, then you will go to Jannah. So now is the time that you think to yourself and contemplate. Recollect your thoughts and think that I need to make sure that my mother and my father are pleased. And do you know, if you have to, take some sweet home today. After the salah, take some sweet home and just please your mother. And just make sure that your mother is pleased with you. If you've not spoke to your father for a long time, take some sweet after salah and take it to your father and say, Oh father, forgive me for not speaking to you. Here's some sweet, please forgive me. And please your father, because your father is your key to Jannah. And if your father is not pleased here in this world, then in the Akhirah you will be thrown into the fire of hell. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has ordered us this. These are not the words of a philosopher of today. These are the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has said that this will happen on the Day of Judgment. You will be asked about your mother and your father. And if they are not pleased, then Allah will not be pleased with you. And if Allah is not pleased, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not pleased. And do you know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba ikram that the status of your mother and father is so high that even if your mother and father is a disbeliever, you must still respect them. You must still go and serve them. You must still show good character to them. You must still love them. You must still love them. Because they are your mother and father. Think to yourself that when you came into this world, when you were born, you had nothing. You were a little child, you couldn't even walk. You couldn't talk. You had no clothes to wear. You had no food. Who gave you that food? Who gave you that clothing? Who taught you how to walk? Who taught you how to speak? It is all because of your parents. It is your parents who gave you all of that. They are the ones who brought you up. They raised you. They showed you the world and they prepared you to deal with the world. And today you have turned away from your own parents. You have turned away from the very mother who gave you birth and carried you for 9 months in her womb. And you were eating from inside her and she was feeling sick. She was being troubled in her life. She had to carry you around everywhere she went. She was vomiting everywhere she went. Every time she was eating, she was feeling hungry because somebody else inside was eating all the food that she was eating. And every time you moved, she was feeling pain. That mother of yours, that when you were born and you urinated in the bed you were sleeping in, She picked you up and she put you on where she was sleeping and she slept on that uride, just so that you get a nice sleep and you get a nice place to sleep on. That mother who cried every time you fell down. That mother who did everything for you. Her happiness lied in your happiness. And today you've turned away from her. Today you swear at her. Today you speak back to her. Today you shout at her. You should be ashamed of yourself. Jannah is under her feet. She walks around with your Jannah and you are shouting at her. You are shouting at her, "Mom, I don't want to eat this. I don't like this food. I don't want to eat this food." Do you know that she has been preparing food for you since the day you have been born? She makes food every day. She wakes up early in the morning so that you can have your breakfast. Since you were a child, and she has done everything she could for you. And today you have turned your back from your mother. Think to yourself that all throughout the age, you were in your mother's eyes. She watched you everywhere you went. Even when she was preparing food, she was keeping an eye on you because you were inside the house. And then you grew up. You became 8. You started to go to school. But she knows where you are. She comes to drop you off at school, picks you up from school. But then comes a time when you have grown up. "Mom, I'm going out with my friends." And this is the first time your mother is going to let you leave from her eyesight. Think about it. All these years, she's always had you in her eyesight. And now you have grown up. "I'm going out with my friends." And you've gone out, and the mother's worried. You don't understand. You think, "Oh, all these other lads play outside, so I'm going to play outside." But you don't understand why she is worried. Because she has seen you all throughout her life, and today you are walking out and she doesn't know where you are. This is why the mother feels troubled. Because she cares for you. And do you know how much she cares? That if a man swears at his mother, even if he hits his mother, the mother will still love him back. The mother will still love him back. That is how much a mother loves you. And today you have turned away from your own mother. You do not want to go and see your mother anymore because another woman has come in your life and she has arguments with your mother, your wife, and she doesn't like your mother and she says, "Don't go to her house because all she does is speak ill of me." Do you know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ya'azamu an-nasi haqqan 'ala ar-rajuli ummuhu." The greatest right anyone has over another man is his mother. Which means if your wife says, "Sit down," and your mother says, "Stand up," you must stand up. Because that is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. If your wife says, "Come with me," and your mother says, "Come with me," you need to go with your mother. Because that is what Allah has told you. And if you want to go to Jannah, Jannah is under the feet of your mother, not under the feet of your wife. And you all need to remember that. So today you need to think to yourself, that is my mother pleased with me? Have I looked after my mother? Have I been good to my mother? Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest man alive, who is still alive and he watches everything we do. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us advice and he told us about our parents. And do you know what he said? He said, "May the nose of that person be thrown into dust. May the nose of that person be thrown into dust." And he said it again and again and again. And the Sahaba said, "Ya Rasulullah, whose nose? Whose nose are you talking about?" And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "That person whose parents are alive and he has not made and reserved a place in Jannah." If your parents are alive in this world, then that is your Jannah. It is your key and ticket to Jannah. Forget your ticket to go for a holiday to Dubai. Forget that. This is your ticket to Jannah. That's what you want to please first. First get that ticket, no matter what price it costs. You need to get that ticket so on the Day of Judgment you can go to Jannah. And if your parents are alive today, and you have not served them, and you have not reserved your place in Jannah through pleasing your mother and father, then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made a dua against you that may your nose be thrown into dust. And do you know what that nose is? That nose is your respect. You know, in the Arab world, the nose, a person who has a long nose is known as a respectful man. Your nose is your respect. Have you seen people do this? They do, don't they? That shows respect, because the nose is your respect. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made a dua against that person whose mother and father are still alive, and he has not served them and pleased them and reserved his place in Jannah. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that his respect, his honor amongst the people will be completely destructed and destroyed. It will be thrown into the dust, into the earth. And that is why it is extremely important. It is extremely important that we please our parents. A man once came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, my father doesn't do anything at all. He doesn't go to work. He just stays at home. And I have to go to work. And I earn an income. And I make this money, and I have a wife and I have children. And I wish to spend that money on my wife and my children. But my father demands that money from me. He demands half of that money from me. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how can I give him half of that?" Do you know what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is your father and he has a right over you. And if he wants, never mind half of your income, he has a right over all of your income, and you do not have the right to object. Every single penny, every single rupee that you earn, your father has a right over it. And he may take whatever he wants from you. You have no right to object from it. Because remember, it is because of him that you are alive today. It is him because of whom you are alive. And you must respect your father. When it comes to ihsan, you must do ihsan towards your mother first. But when it comes to authority and respect, it is your father who comes first. And this is extremely important, because these two are your key to Jannah. What about that person whose parents are not alive? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person's parents have passed away from this world, and he knows that my parents have left this world and they are unhappy with me, they were not happy with me, what does that person do? Can you imagine that your Jannah was in this world and you did not serve them and please them, and you did not reserve your place in Jannah? They were unhappy with you. They used to say to you that do this and don't do this, but you used to do the opposite. And they died and they left this world. Your Jannah has gone from this world. What do you do now? A man came and he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I was disobeying my parents. I have been disobedient to my parents. Now they have passed away. Is there anything I can do?" And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The most merciful, the mercy of all mankind, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, there is still a way." And it is thanks to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he has still given us a way. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person should seek forgiveness for his parents. And he should make dua for his parents. And he must carry on making dua and istighfar for his parents. Up to the extent that a time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all their sins. And they will become pleased with you, because through you Allah has forgiven their sins. And then you will rise on the day of judgment as not a disobedient son, but an obedient son. Do you understand? And do you know, think to yourself that it's not only our children's fault that they go against us. Sometimes it is also our fault. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Man lam yarham," he who is not merciful towards the children, then the children will not respect him. Mercy will not come to him. And therefore it is important that we are merciful towards children. And sometimes it is our fault because we have not given an Islamic education to our children. And do you know, in the UK there have been cases, and Allah knows best about here, you know better. In the UK there have been cases where parents have not sent their children to the madrasa to learn the deen in the feet of the ulama-i kiram. And because of that reason, all the son does throughout his day is spend the money of his father, all throughout the day driving cars around, smoking drugs and drinking alcohol in the night, in the nightclubs, because he doesn't know about Islam, he doesn't know how to perform salah. And then once in the morning when he comes home from the nightclub, he sees that his father has passed away. But what's the problem with him? He's drunk. He is drunk out of his mind. He is completely intoxicated. My father has died, but he doesn't know what's going on. His father's janazah is going to the graveyard, and he's still drunk, smelling of alcohol. His clothes smell of alcohol. They tried calling him, but his phone, he couldn't hear if he was in the nightclub. The music was too loud. And he follows the janazah to the graveyard. The alim ad-din comes to lead the salah. Everybody stands behind to perform the janazah of his father, and he stands on the side, intoxicated out of his mind. Come and join your father's janazah salah. I don't have wuzu, I don't have ghusl. How can I join my father's janazah salah? I don't even know how to perform the janazah salah. This is the situation that has happened. What will happen to that father when he goes into the grave? Who will do istighfar for him? Who will send reward to his grave when he is being punished in his grave? Who will give reward to him on the day of judgment? Wallahi al-Azim, if you send your children to the madaris today and they gain an Islamic education, then when you leave this world, they will be present in your janazah salah. And after you leave this world, they will come to your grave and they will recite Fatiha. They will recite Quran and they will send that reward to you. They will perform salah and that reward will come to you. And on the day of judgment, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, when a man will be in front of Allah for his a'mal, for his book of deeds, the book of deeds will be given in his hand, and he will open that book of deeds, and he will see so many good deeds, and he will say, Ya Allah, this is not my good deeds. Ya Allah, you have given me the wrong good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, no, that is your good deed. They are your good deeds. And he will say, Ya Allah, I didn't do them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that after you died, you left a son who knew how to perform salah. And when he performed salah, that reward is written in your book of deeds. When he fasted in the month of Ramadan, that is written in your book of deeds. When he gave in charity, that is written in your book of deeds. Every good thing that he did in his life, everything from that is written in your book of deeds. So tell me, is it not important that we make sure that our children gain a good education? A good Islamic education, so that he spends his nights worshipping Allah rather than in the nightclub. So that he spends his day in searching for rizq, halal rizq that Allah has provided us with. That is extremely important, that you worry about your children. The sons and daughters, they need to worry about their parents, and the parents need to worry about their children. Because you need to make sure that when you die, you have left somebody there who will recite Fatiha and send it to you. Who will go to the Alim ad-Din and say, please come to my house and we have Fatiha. And do you know, we do Isal al-Sawab, we send reward. Do you know why we do that? Because it is a reward to feed people. To feed the Muslims, it is a reward. To feed the ulama, it is even a greater reward. So if you feed the ulama-i kiram food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you. And if you receive that reward for feeding the ulama and the Muslim brothers, then you can send that reward, that, oh Allah, the reward I have received for all this that I have done, I send it to my parents. And that reward reaches your parents. And it is extremely important to do that. And do you know that when we do Fatiha, we recite the Quran on that food. The food doesn't have to be there. It doesn't have to be there. You just recite the Quran and the reward of the Quran goes to the deceased. But if the food is present and you recite the Quran, there is no harm. Some people say that, oh, you can't do that. It becomes haram. You can't eat it. It's bidah. You can't eat it anymore. But do you know that there is absolutely no harm in doing that? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that when you eat, make sure you say the name of Allah on that food. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَسْتَحِلُّ الطَّعَامَ إِلَّا يُذْكَرْ إِسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. That if the name of Allah has been recited on food, then that food becomes haram for shaitan. Do you understand? It becomes haram for shaitan. And if you don't say the name of Allah on the food, then that food becomes halal for shaitan. Do you understand? So now tell me, we recite Fatiha, do we recite the name of Allah? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. That is the name of Allah. We recite that on the food, and that becomes the food of Fatiha, إِصَالُ الثَّوَابِ. That is all it is. We send that reward. And that food, you can give it to the Muslim brothers, they will eat that food. You can give it to the animals, they will eat that food. Even though it has the name of Allah, animals will eat the food. Give it to a goat and the goat will eat it. Give it to a cow, the cow will eat that food. Even a dog will eat that food. But when you give that food to a Wahhabi, what does he say? He says, no, this is haram. And what did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? For whom is it haram? Do you understand what I'm saying? It is the shaitan for whom that food becomes haram. So I don't need to say, you should understand yourself what the Wahhabis are. If that is haram for them, then they need to think, who are we? Isn't that right? But we do Fatiha. And do you know what? Why do you do it on food? This is what they say. They say that why is it that these Barelvis, all the time when they do Fatiha, they do it on all these beautiful foods. Sometimes it's biryani and sometimes it's all this mitai and jalebi and all these beautiful and nice foods. Why is it always that? Why don't they do it on clothing and give that clothing to the poor people? Why don't they do it on a piece of earth, land, and give that land to the poor people? Why don't they go to the places where rice and all these other types of foods are being distributed in wholesale? Go there and recite Fatiha on rice that have not yet been cooked and give that to the poor. This is what they say. And do you know what we say? What we say is that when we recited Fatiha on the food, that became haram for you. The biryani, the sweet, the mitai. If we were to do Fatiha on clothing, then all the clothing will become haram for you. If we go to the factories where clothing are made and we do Fatiha on them clothing, then the clothing will be bidah and haram for you. What will you do then? Roam around the world naked? And if we go and recite Fatiha on all these foods and land, what will you do? Do you understand what I'm saying? So they should be happy and grateful that we only do Fatiha on these foods. And not only that, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said at the time of Hajjatul Wida, he said, لا تنفق امرأة شيئا من بيت زوجها إلا بإذن زوجها. That no woman must give anything from her home to anybody without the permission of her husband. When you leave your home, it is your wife's responsibility to protect your home. She looks after everything that's in the house. She is the protector of your wealth. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that she must not give anything from inside your house to anybody without the permission of your husband. Without the permission of her husband. Do you understand? The Sahaba ikram said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, wala ta'am. She shouldn't even give food. Not even food. She can, if somebody comes needing food, can she not give food without the permission of her husband? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَا الطَّعَامِ. Not even food. Because food is خَيْرُ أَمْوَالِنَا. It is the best of all the wealth and everything that we have. Food is the best mal we have. Is it not? Think about it. If you've got food, you can stay alive. If you don't have clothing, you will be naked, but if you have food, you will be alive. If you don't have clothing, will you die? You won't die if you don't have clothing. But as long as you've got food, you will stay alive. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that food is the best of our mal. And therefore when we do isalut tawab and send sawab to our deceased people, to our parents who have passed away, then we must look for the best mal there is. The best type of wealth we have. And that is what we should distribute to the poor. And that is what we should feed our fellow Muslim brothers. And that is what will take us to Jannah on the Day of Judgment. Because if we sacrifice the best mal we have in the path of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us on the Day of Judgment. Therefore, my dear Muslim brothers, think to yourselves that if my parents are alive today, then I need to make sure that I am serving them. If I have not spoken to them for a long time, or I have been arguing with them, then it is now the time. The time is now, because you never know when death will come to you. You never know when you will die. Now is the time to change your mind and go and run and fall into the feet of your parents. Go and kiss their hands and tell them that I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive me if I have done anything wrong. It is your time today. Now is the time, because if you wait till tomorrow, you never know what will happen by tomorrow. And if your parents have passed away, then you need to make sure that you visit the grave of your parents. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he who goes to the qabristan, to the graveyard, every week, kullu jum'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his sins. You go to the graveyard to visit your parents, Allah will forgive all your sins. And let me tell you a beautiful hadith before I finish. An absolutely amazing hadith. And this hadith, you need to remember it all the time. Anytime you are sitting with your father, or anytime you have an argument with your father, if your father says anything you don't like, then just remember this hadith. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his sahaba, he says that when a son or a daughter looks at the father, nazrata rahmatin, with an eye of mercy and love. When a child looks at the father with love and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him 100 accepted hajj. 100 accepted hajj. Can you imagine how hard it is to go and do hajj? You have to travel in that heat, and there is so much struggle that you have to go through, the money you have to spend. And then when you come back, you don't know whether it's accepted or not. After all that money spent, after all them days and struggle, I don't know if Allah has accepted it or not. Go home. Go and look at your father with mercy, with love and happiness and affection. And you will be rewarded a hajjatan mabruda. An accepted hajj from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sahaba ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, wa in nazara mi'ata marratin. What if somebody looked at his father 100 times in a day? Fi kulli yawm, every day he looks at his father 100 times, then what? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if he sees his father more than 100 times every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you all of that reward. And then he says, in Allahu Akbar wa Atyab. Indeed, Allah is Akbar, Allah is the greatest. If Allah wants, He can give you as much as He wants. Allah is far greater than you thinking that. And Allah is Atyab. What does that mean? It means that Allah is free and pure from all faults. How dare you think that Allah can't give you all that reward? Don't think that. Allah is Atyab. He is pure from all faults. Allah can give you as much as He wants. And therefore, my dear brothers, those of you who are here, you have parents that are alive today. If your father is alive, then go and get that reward of Hajj today. And if your parents are not alive today, go to the graveyard and smile at your father's grave. Because even then your father can see you. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that when a believer walks past the grave, the person in the grave recognizes the person. And when he says salam to the person in the grave, the person in the grave replies to his salam. Even if the person in the grave doesn't recognize the person walking past. the person will still reply to your salam. So when you go to your grave of your mothers and fathers and your family, they can see you, they recognize you, and they reply back to your salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through serving our parents and making sure that our parents are happy with us. Jazakumullahu khairan wa ma'alina lil bilal. Assalamu alaikum.